Welcome to your five for today. Many of us, myself included, grapple with numbers or complicated calculations, best left to others who have the brain power. But numbers crop up all the time in daily life, and they can be hard, if not impossible, to avoid. I have two sons who have both been to university to study engineering, and on occasion when home and their books are out on the desk, I can see some of their calculations. The mathematics and formula are pretty mind-boggling. It's more like a foreign language or a variation of Morse code to me, and sometimes I wonder where their ability came from. And then I turn to my Bible and I read these words, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." I don't need a PhD in maths to understand the number involved here. It's straightforward, just the number one. But what I read, though profoundly simple, is at the same time simply profound. First of all, there is a God. He is real, and at the same time unique. There's just the one. The evidence for him is everywhere, all around us in the natural world which he created for us, his creatures to live on. A planet that provides everything necessary to sustain life, whether it be plant, animal, fish, birds or man. God has placed his care upon us all, collectively and individually. Of course the actions of man has had a profound and often detrimental effect on the planet, but ultimately God is the owner, man is but the manager temporarily. We are also told how we can know the one unique God through the one mediator, the man Christ Jesus. The number is again so simple, one, that makes him unique. But what does a mediator do? The dictionary defines a mediator as someone who tries to make an agreement between people involved in a conflict, a go-between, someone whose aim is to work out a resolution, to bring peace between two opposing parties. It takes a very special person to do this work of making peace, and especially peace between God and men. A mediator must first deal with the root cause of the problem. The root cause was, and still is, man's sinful nature, as God is holy and without any sin. Adam was the very first to disobey God. He broke the one commandment that God gave him, and so the door allowing sin to come into man's heart was open. Later on, God gave the nation of Israel 10 commandments, but they ended up breaking the very first commandment, even while the writing was still hot on the press. The Bible makes it clear that all have sinned. We cannot just blame Adam, or say how bad the nation of Israel were of old. All is an immense number, which we are unable to calculate. But what we do understand is, there's not a single person on earth that has not broken one or more of God's commands, perhaps in word, or in thought, or in deed, and the result is separation from God. And so we need a mediator to bring us back to God. The one that was able to do this is Jesus Christ, because he gave himself a ransom for all. The ransom price itself is also a vast and incalculable sum, but he has paid it in full to clear all our debt. He did it for all, no one excluded, for you, for me, and for the whole of humanity. What a mind-boggling figure, but still not too difficult for us to understand. Thank you for listening today.